If you want to achieve success in any area, you need to have focus. You need to be focused on the goal at hand and focus on what you can be in the future and do stuff now to get you on that path. So we're going to talk about something called future focus, which is really going to help you guys accelerate in the area you want to grow in. And we are all about acceleration over at Breakthrough Success, where we do a ton of episodes each week to help you guys grow your businesses and achieve your goals. So our guest who joins us in this episode is the author of You're the One, an inspirational and spiritual-based action and adventure trilogy. He's also an accomplished speaker, life and business growth coach, and founder of Infinite Success Academy. Our guest who joins us is none other than Mike Arend. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mike, it is such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I mean, I was just thinking back about all the goals that I've set. And when it comes to, like, you get focused and that's what it happens. Sometimes you get distracted by something else and you lose focus, and that's when you see yourself slipping. Then you reclaim yourself and you focus, and then you get to the goal that you wanted to get to. So can you talk about the concept of future focus and how we can keep our focus on what matters?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As part of Infinite Success Academy, I do have a business growth course. And in that course, I teach the concept of future focus. And it mainly revolves around your why. So why are you doing things? You need to start to figure that out. What do you want to accomplish? But that's your what, and your what kind of relates to how you do it. But your why is not your how. Your why is something so darn exciting that it gets you, it's the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. It's the reason that you do it, whether it's family or you know, your children, or just your desire and your intention to help people or whatever that happens to be. That is your why. And that really should be, I don't call it a goal because it's really far out. So maybe it's 5, even 10 years out. That's your why. It's why you're doing it. So that's why it has to be so big that to you right now at this moment, it seems unbelievable. How would I ever do that? Well, don't worry about how. That's what we're going to work out. But it's the why am I doing it? So that has to get you so excited that you want to be there. So that's your future focus. And then we break that down into more achievable goals, because goals are something that you can achieve on a shorter term basis, not necessarily on a long term, like the 5 and 10 year. Yes, you can plan for that, but you have to break that down. So you break that future focus down into yearly goals, achievable goals starting with your business plan for the year, which is very, very important. And then you nibble that down to quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily actionable goals. So those are the goals, but they all are focused on the future focus, right? So they you have to understand that you're moving in that direction. How can I move towards that future focus? And that's why it has to be so almost unattainable that you are excited about it. Yes, that's right. Because inevitably we don't have every day is a great day, right? So we can have solace in the fact that we look back at our future focus and go, that's right, that's why I'm doing this. I'm going to reset, get moving again. And okay, what do I have to do you can write down the minute and hourly portion of the day too, in order to move yourself forward and get to your future focus inevitably, which is 5 to 10 years out and may change over time. Can evolve. It doesn't mean that it can't. But you're still working towards that direction. And so the future focus will keep you focused, if you will, on what you want to attain. And then the how, which is the small term and short term goals, will get you to that.
And having that level of focus where you say, okay, this is my far out thing, 5 to 10 years. Like having a 5-year, like, or even a 3-year just keeps it a little bit closer in perspective. But Mike is really saying, you know, break this down more. What do you have to do each year? What do you have to do each week? What do you have to do each day? And that's the type of focus that helps you achieve that long-term vision. And one of the only concerns of this, though, not with the system, but with the implementation, is that you go through day after day, and there are just going to be days where you feel stuck, you don't see results, and these are going to be the days where the big goal feels impossible, and you get overwhelmed, and that's where you get alternatives. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how do we stay focused on the future focus without leaning towards alternatives when a few days make it look difficult?
We're always going to have doubts. We're human beings, and doubts go through our minds. They go through my mind occasionally as well. But then at that point, because you have that future focus, it's so far out. But if you can focus on your actions that you need to complete in the short term. So for example, a daily action, you should either the night before or the first thing you when you get up in the morning, think about the three most important things you need to accomplish this day. So, and write them down that you need to do those three things. No matter what, before you're done the day, whether you're working in an office and you go home or you're working from home, before you pack up all your things for the day and say you're finished, those three things have to be accomplished. Now, sometimes they involve getting a hold of certain people and those are sorts of things. And you can't, maybe didn't actually get that done because that person was unavailable. That's fine. You can move that to the next day. But you have to attempt to make the biggest attempt to get those three things done. And as you get those three things done, you will feel that you're becoming a success, because success is part of being efficient. So every inefficient action is not a failure, but it's not being a success. But if you take efficient action and get things accomplished, you will feel like a success. And I even did this years ago when I was in the trades, and I was working at factories, and I'd get like 12 jobs all at once by managers here. Well, can you just do all this? And I'm going, okay, well, where do I start? I don't know. Just do it. Well, okay, I'm going to have to make the decision on what do I do first. And I wanted to feel like at the end of the day when I went home, at the end of my shift or whatever, I wanted to feel like I was a success that day at work. So in order to do that, I had to accomplish certain things. If I did 12 things, only 5 or 10% done on each one, I wouldn't feel like I was a success. I didn't accomplish anything. I didn't complete anything. So if I broke it down and actually stayed with the job to get it as far as I could and hopefully accomplish it before I moved on to the next, I started feeling like I was a real success. So that was the efficiency of getting working on something till it's finished or as far as you can possibly go with it in that moment. So that's part of the success portion, and that relates to those three things. If you can get those three things done, then you will feel like you're a success. So that feeling of success will make you feel like, okay, I'm resetting. I actually had a decent day. I feel like I accomplished something at the end of the day. Okay, I'm going to relax and I'm going to go at this again tomorrow, knowing what my future focus is and what I want to accomplish. So that helps you get back to where and back in line to where you want to go, which is your future focus, of course.
And having those three things you do each day that line up with your key goals, that's going to help you know that you're making daily progress. The daily progress piece is so important. It doesn't matter how fast or slow you're moving. Ideally, you want to be going as fast as possible, but there's going to be some days where it just doesn't work out that way. So you do want to be making daily progress no matter what. And Mike brings up that really great point. He also brings up the idea of being more efficient, because that's part of what success is all about. So what are some of the things that have been working for you to boost your efficiency, and tips you could share with us?
Sure. No, efficiency for me, and it differs for everyone. Some people are night owls and stay up late. Some people are early morning people. I happen to be an early morning person. I'm usually up at 5:30 every morning. I meditate, or I have sometimes just go over what I would like to do. What my goals are, again, the future focus. So I'm taking those steps to visualize where I want to go. And visualization, you know, has been bandied about a little bit, AKA the law of attraction type thing. But I've attracted a lot of things into my life and changed a lot and brought a lot of success to myself by visualizing where I want to go. And it's not the how. You forget about the hows. It's visualize the end result. So you visualize yourself in that corner office, looking out that beautiful window from the 30th floor or whatever, walking by the water cooler and saying hi to, having a nice chat with everybody. Everything's going splendidly for you, or whatever you want to achieve. I just was just an office scenario, but you visualize yourself in that moment, you know, and what are people saying? What are the smells? What are the sounds that's happening? You put yourself in that moment. And, you know, it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes to kind of, we all daydream, you know, we're all pretty good at it, really, right? So you can do this. This is kind of like a daydream. And, and that goes with your future focus. It may seem like that's far out, but it's not, you know. And then don't worry about the hows, like kind of call them the cursed hows. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just take steps in that direction. And baby steps count. And that's those daily things that you accomplish every day. So you're moving in that direction, and it's easy to keep yourself moving in that direction when you're taking those small steps. But I also recommend, you know, monthly that you have, you know, you take an hour or so or 2 hours and you see what happened that month, you know, what took place. Am I getting off course? And then quarterly, you need to take, you know, maybe half a day and have a quarterly review. And this all, you know, because we get off course sometimes and go, well, why am I going down that road? And I should be going here. And now you can catch that, because what I find a lot of people in business will wait till the end of the year and they kind of do a yearly summation of what they've accomplished, or hopefully they do. Part that should be part of your business plan. But then if you wait the whole year, you couldn't make any corrections, course corrections during the year. Like I liken it to like an airplane that wants to fly from New York to LAX, right? And then they say, well, there's a headwind, so sorry, you're not going to get to LAX. Well, no, we're just going to adjust for it by adding more fuel to the engines, and we'll get there a little quicker. Oh, but you're going to have to go up higher because there's turbulence. Oh, yeah, so actually, you're going to have to change course. Oh, well, the pilot never says, we're going to fly out into the ocean and sorry, folks, we're not going to get to LAX, right? They make course adjustments to make sure that you get to LAX. So that's the same thing in your business. You have to make course adjustments as you go. So I don't know if I got off track here a little bit, but anyway, that's as you can tell, I get a little bit passionate about it, but that's what you have to do in order to maintain your course and maintain your daily vigilance.
I mean, there's a lot of great insights in there. We do have to adjust our businesses. I'm going to say that, like, the one to really pay attention to and truly do, like, again, on Breakthrough Success, we're all about, like, take action on the episode. If you listen to this, you don't do any of this stuff that Mike is saying, why were you here? And we want you to take action. So I think the 1 to 2 hours a day to reflect each month, half a day to reflect on the quarter, those are essentials that you should be doing, because it's when you reflect, like, intentionally, where you're like, oh, I could fix this issue, instead of going to, like, the end of the year, like, dang it, I missed. So there is a difference between reflecting at the end of the year, or just, you know, thoughts in your head, versus truly taking the time to sit down and think about what you did, rather than just keep going through the motions. So I definitely love that insight.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And the end of the year business plan should be exactly that, a business plan. And it should encompass your life too, because you don't just have a business, you have a business and a life, right? And they go hand in hand. And usually when one sucks, so does the other. So you kind of got to combine them a little bit. And the first part of your business plan is looking back at the past year, you know, where was I? What decisions did I take? And what did it, you know, be really honest with yourself, you know, not just candy coat it and oh, it was somebody else's fault, you know, because you're 100% responsible for everything that happens in your life. So have a look at what worked, what didn't, what did I try, what did I put some advertising money or what have you. And then, okay, I know that didn't work. So I'm not going to try it again this year, make the same mistakes. So what do I want to do now in the coming year? So now, you can break it down to all those, usually start with quarterly things. Like you want to do, get something done by the end of the first quarter, end of the second quarter, third quarter, et cetera. And make a list of a project that you might want to complete by that point. Maybe it's starting a podcast by the end of the first quarter. So you do now, you know, the things you need to accomplish, do some research. I have to get these things done. So how can I apportion my time in order to accomplish that by the end of the first quarter? So now you're making a good plan, right? And that's just one case scenario. But your business plan is very important, and it needs to be done if you want to move forward. Because what it does is keeps you accountable, and also makes it everything actionable. And as you mentioned, if you don't take action on this stuff, you're going to be sitting here listening to another podcast from yourself, and a year ago I heard the same thing. That's right.
Yeah,
you need to hear it a couple times too, get a bloody nose almost kind of thing to get moving.
I mean, I've heard a lot of like the same advice, because that's just like, I've done enough interviews where there is some overlap, and that's why I've been more emphasis of like that, take action. Because if you've listened to every single Breakthrough Success episode, you've heard meditate, you've heard reflect, you've heard like all these different strategies already. So it's just a matter of you doing them. And I'm just going to throw in a quick plug. I know, Mike, you mentioned about starting a podcast at the end of Q1. For anyone out there looking to start a podcast, I have a free 5-day podcast launch mini course, which we will be linking into the show notes. And that's just one of the ideas, like take action from this episode. And with that in mind, Mike, I'm wondering if you could share with us, like, what do you think really gets people to take action on the content versus people just passively listening or watching or reading, but not doing anything with it?
Well, I've been in both camps, where sometimes I'm just kind of want information on something. So I maybe want to do it, maybe don't want to do it. And, there's nothing wrong with that too, because you're just trying to find out something, whether it's worthwhile for you. But once you find something that you don't make a decision on what you want to do, then you have to take action. And I mentioned the law of attraction and the new movie The Secret that came out years ago, and they were actually quite they pushed the action portion, but a lot of people have kind of forgotten that. I just have to visualize and it suddenly goes poof, there it happens, and that's not the case. You have to take action, and you can't wait for your ship of dreams to sail in, because you build your ship of dreams beneath you, and then you show up, and finally you're on it and you're sailing in the winds, right? So it's not like it sails in suddenly all complete, this model of a ship that you can just jump on, or, Oprah's not going to call you when you're sitting on the couch. So you've got to get out there, be actionable. And when you take when you get a good business plan, yearly, quarterly, monthly, daily actions, and you keep yourself accountable. And that's what that does. When you go home at the end of the day, did I get those three things done? No, I didn't. Well, why didn't I get, I missed one because, and it was a very good reason. And that happens, right? Or, I just didn't feel like it. Well, one person's definition of success I read was doing the things you need to do, whether you feel like it or not.
Yep.
And that's really true, because many times we don't feel like doing that. Well, I've got this to do, but I could just watch that on Netflix, or I could walk the dog, or I could, whatever the case is, and we don't do it. But then that may not hurt you immediately, but it's going to hurt you down the road. So, and you're not, it's going to affect you no matter what. So you need to take those actions. And when you break it down into small actions like that, that keeps you accountable. And accountability to me is another form of integrity. And integrity is another word for discipline. Mm-hmm. And if you the more important thing to have is integrity, not with people out there, friends, family, like saying, or even to yourself, somebody asked me to do that, I'm there. Like when they want to be there at 2:00, I'm there at 2:00. Well, that's integrity with others. How about integrity with yourself? Mm-hmm. If you can't have integrity with yourself, how can you actually be accountable and have integrity with other people? when you're not even clear with yourself and have integrity with yourself. So when you tell yourself that you want to do those three things, then you should do them, because then you not have integrity with yourself, and it could become so easy to just put them off and not do them, because it's a learned habit then. It's habitual, and humans are habitual, and we start to slough things off much easier every time, right? So, but if we keep ourselves focused and say, you know, I need to have integrity with me, nobody else but me, because I'm only the person that's going to accomplish all this stuff, you know? I mean, and when you get to work and get going, there's going to be people that want to help you too, because they see how hard you're working at it. Gee, how can I help you? Now the things start coming in. But when you don't do anything, nobody wants to bother with you. You know, you're bumping the log almost, you know? And sorry, that's a little bit of honesty there, but that does happen, so.
Yeah, I mean, the integrity piece is so important. I mean, people think about it from an outside perspective. They don't think about it as much from an inside perspective. And just saying, like, I want to do these three things and not doing them, that hurts your ability to accomplish your three things in the future. So I would say if you're in that spot, just create three really small goals you feel like you can do, even if it's really simple as just sending out one email, writing 100 words, and coming up with the name for your podcast. Like really simple stuff like that, that takes less than 10 minutes. You get that done, you start building momentum. And I think that's going to be a big piece for people who want to take action. And if you guys did enjoy this episode, I'd really greatly appreciate if you guys leave a quick review and subscribe if you aren't already. Mike, for people who want to follow you and your work, where do we go?
Well, probably the best place to go is to my website at mikearen.com. So www.mikearen.com. Pretty much everything I have, there's a link to Infinite Success Academy, which is a separate website, but that's there too. And also there's a link for my book there as well. So everything's on that website.
We'll have those links in the show notes along with the other stuff we mentioned, like my 5-day podcast launch mini course. But Mike, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure having you here today.
Thank you so much, Mark. I much appreciate it, and stay safe and stay healthy.